always shows up late and leaves before the credits roll. And I never watch her late. I just close my eyes and pretend I'm asleep until the second feature begins. Midnight at the movies again.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. What's in a name? For Justin Townes Earl, the answer is a whole lot of expectations. His middle name is a tribute to the late singer-songwriter Townes Van Zandt, and it was given to him by his father, the country rocker and activist Steve Earle. Some young songwriters might buckle under the pressure of two famous namesakes, but Justin has found a distinct voice in his own music, one that sounds less like the outlaw country of his father, and perhaps more like the Western swing of the early 20th century. He has a new album called Midnight at the Movies, and he is here in our Soundcheck studio to play a song from it. This is called They Killed John Henry, Justin Townes Earl, live on Soundcheck.
Well, when John Henry died and he looked on the sun, he said, Lord, lay me down, my work is done. Lord, 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 take me now, my work is done. Yeah, but when they laid him out in that box of pine, boy, they laid that hammer by his side. Lord, Lord, laid that hammer by his side. All right. Yeah, and Joe Hill, he worked any job he could find, boy. He'd rake your leaves or pick your vine, Lord, Lord. Rake your leaves or pick your vine. Yeah, and they killed Joe Hill, put a bullet to his name. But that bullet made a martyr of the slain, Lord, Lord. Bullet made a martyr of the slain. Yeah, and my granddaddy worked his whole damn life. Well, he never saved a nickel, though he tried, Lord, Lord. Never saved a nickel, though he tried. And he died in Tennessee, but he couldn't find no rest with that long road to Texas lie ahead, Lord, Lord. Long road to Texas lie ahead. So I ain't no great man, and Lord, I expect to lead a long life working in your dead, Lord, Lord, a long life working in your dead. They killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, but they won't kill me, Lord. They killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, but they won't kill me.
That's Justin Townes Earl live in our Soundcheck studio, and the song's called They Killed John Henry. There's a version of it on his new album, Midnight at the Movies. This was live in our studio, and Justin, I think anybody who knows the Lead Belly version of John Henry will kind of see some similarities in the music, the recurring, oh Lord, you know.
Yeah.
But this song goes, you know, it's like an extension of that tradition in a sense. John Henry, Joe Hill, my granddad, and now me.
Yeah.
What's driving that particular train?
Well, I think that it's like, you know, people have this impression that the left wing kind of pinko attitude in the Earl family kind of originated with my father, and that's far from the truth. It's a very deep set belief in the Earl side of the family that comes from, you know, comes from East Texas. And, you know, when my grandfather passed away, I wanted a way to honor him without, you know, doing one of those, you know, those just terrible sappy songs that people write when people die. And mm-hmm. I just don't think he deserved another just moaning song. And you know, he was a big storyteller. And those were two of the biggest stories I ever heard was John Henry and Joe Hill. And And so I put him up against the greatest man I ever knew.
All right. So, and the working man struggling to get ahead and stuff, it's kind of a classic American trope in songwriting, isn't it?
It is. And especially, like, you know, my grandfather was kind of the, you know, the last of that, the uncomputerized generation, you know, that came up where everything was like, you know, it was general. I mean, he was a sharecropper when he was a kid. He was born a sharecropper and then he became an air traffic controller. And he raised my dad and four other kids on an air traffic controller's pay all through the 60s and then got fired by Reagan in the 80s. And so we're, you know, we like to take our punches where we can get them.
All right. Justin Townes Earl is my guest on Soundcheck today. You're a young guy. This album has some really old sounds on it. You know, there's a track called Halfway to Jackson, which to me sounds like it might have come from 1929, 1930, thereabouts. This song with its kind of echoes of as I said before, Lead Belly and stuff. How did all that happen?
I, you know, it was just something that kind of always naturally worked for me. I was in punk bands when I was, you know, when I was really young, like, you know, 12 and... You know, and I always had fun doing it, but it was like there was something that just didn't, I wasn't all that interested in it. You know, it's like I kind of let it come and go out of my life, you know, until I turned about 14 and it was Lead Belly that I discovered, you know, through the Nirvana Unplugged record. And it, that was the first time like I got my hands on Lead Belly's recording of it, which was on a mix of stuff. It had Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee, Woody Guthrie, Lead Belly, you know, a lot of people like that. And it was right then was the first time that music spoke to me, and I figured out why. It's just because I just like the older stuff. Every time I tried to write young rock, and it doesn't work for me. And when I sit down and I just write, what naturally comes out is this kind of old feel, and I don't know why.
When your dad was here just last week, he was telling the story of you with the Nirvana Unplugged, you know, record, and him saying, well, you got to check out Lead Belly. And Lead Belly was right next to Lightning Hopkins. And
yep.
Before he knew what happened, you were like going through the whole record collection and stuff. Is there something about, I mean, you know, in one of the songs in Mama's Eyes, you open with I Am My Father's Son, and that can be taken on a number of levels. Is the political, is the kind of social aspect, the activist aspect, something that the Earl family is still looking for in music?
Well, I think that, you know, I take, you know, I definitely have the same politics as my father, but I'm not, I personally don't put it into my music at this point in my life, because everybody knows that the economy's bad. Everybody knows, you know, what evil there is in the world. And, you know, Hank Williams didn't sing about that. Neither did George Jones. Neither did Lead Belly. I mean, most of those guys, they sang about their plight, not the what they understood. And I think that that's, I think people, most people don't really, like, they know what's going on in the world, but they don't really genuinely understand it, and they don't want to. You know, they just want to go on, and they want to go out and have a good time and hear music. They don't, you know, and nobody wants to hear a 27-year-old stand up on stage and preach about world politics. You know, I can save that. You know, I'll get into that when I get a little older, maybe.
Uh-huh. All right. So, but you want to do this song for us called Mama's Eyes?
I sure will.
It does begin with the line, I am my father's son. Is this kind of like therapy, you know, sorting through family issues in the space of a 3-minute song?
You know, I think it's just, it's setting the record straight. You know, it's, you know, my mama did a lot for me, you know, and you know, if you read the press, I mean, it's always like I'm Steve Earle's son. I'm Carol Ann Earle's little boy.
Right. So you didn't spring fully formed from the mind of your dad.
Well, I mean, people do kind of like, you would get, if you read the press on me, you'd get this impression that I was the product of an asexual science experiment.
Budding or something,
yeah, exactly.
You know, fission.
Yeah.
All right. But let's hear the song. Mama's Eyes. There is a version on the record called Midnight at the Movies. Here is Justin Townes Earl live on Soundcheck.
I am my father's son. I've never known when to shut up. But I ain't fooling no one no more. I am my father's son. We don't
don't see eye to eye. And I'll be the first to admit I've never tried. Sure it hurts, but it should hurt sometimes. We don't see eye to eye, babe. Strike a match and I see my reflection in the mirror in the hall. And I say to myself, I've got my mama's eyes, a long thin frame and a smile. And I still see wrong from right, 'cause I've got my mama's eyes. Yeah, I've got my mama's eyes.
Once again, Justin Townes Earl live in our soundcheck studio. A version of Mama's Eyes appears on his new record called Midnight at the Movies. And he is playing Friday at the Beacon Theater, May 15th, with John Prine, and playing for us here this afternoon. So, you know, it, as you said, kind of setting the record straight, there's the verse in there where you talk about going down the same road as my old man. You know, when your dad was here last week, he still refers to himself as an alcoholic and a drug addict. He doesn't even sweeten it with the word recovering. He just, you know, you went down that road. Were you lucky to get out of it at a much earlier age than your dad did? And was he any kind of a help in that?
Well, you know, I mean, having the example, the example of my father getting cleaned up was, had much more of an impression on my life than my father being a drug addict in the first place. Because, you know, there's, I never used, like, a lot of people like to blame it on that, you know, on what I went through. It doesn't got anything to do with my father. I mean, I'm fully convinced of the fact that I'd have been, I'd have been a, you know, a heroin addict if I'd have been, you know, your son. You know, it just doesn't matter. It was just in my makeup to do, you know. And, you know, and it's just, you know, I think that I always refer to myself, I don't even call myself a drug addict. I call myself a junkie, you know. I mean, because I got to remember where, you know.
Where you've been.
And yeah, I mean, because, I mean, that's really, like, unfortunately for me, I mean, we can get away from it, but that's kind of first and foremost what I am, you know. I will always be as a junkie. It's what I was the longest portion of my life, from about 12 years old to 22.
From 12?
Yeah.
Around the same time you started with the punk bands and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Where were you at age 12?
I was running wild on the streets of Nashville. You know, I was raised by a single mother who had to work a lot of jobs in order to do what she did. And I think right around the time it was right around the time that I ended up moving in with my father for a few years. But I mean, he was still using drugs at that point, so there wasn't a lot of supervision.
Right, right.
You know, and you know, I was one of those kids. I was just always able to do whatever I wanted to do. I mean, when I was 9, I was out on the street until midnight. You know, and I was that kid that walked through the alleys with a pipe smashing bottles, you know, that all the neighbors hated.
So when we were talking about some of this stuff with your dad, with Steve Earle last week, he was talking about Townes Van Zandt, you know, that album has just come out. And he was talking about how Townes was also, you know, had his problems with substance abuse and stuff. And he just sort of volunteered, you know, but that's different from the songwriting. And I was surprised to hear him say that. Do you find that what you've been through is completely divorced from the songs you write, or does it just kind of have to be part and parcel of it?
Well, I mean, I think that little bits and pieces of it, you know, will always, you know, I hope one day that I can write a record that doesn't have any drug or street references to it. But you know what? Right now in my life, I mean, that stuff's going to work its way in because it's pretty much all I know, you know, to do. But I think that I didn't have to go through that to write songs. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to win short story competitions when I was in first and second grade before I ever did any drugs. You know, and so I've always been able to write. I thought that I needed the drugs. I thought I needed to torture myself to become some kind of authenticity. And the only thing I did was delay making my first record by, you know, 10 years because of that, you know.
When did you clean up? How old were you?
I was 22.
Mm-hmm. And how did you do that?
I don't know. I just did. I mean, I went to treatment and I went through detox, but I'd been to treatment and been through detox 12 times before that, you know, and so it just stopped.
Mm-hmm. Your dad had cleaned up by then.
Yeah, long since. He'd been clean for about 13 or 14 years by the time I cleaned up.
Justin Townes Earl, my guest in our Soundcheck studio. So you're out of Nashville and you're here in New York. Is New York feeling like home these days?
You know, I've spent a lot of time here over the years, and I love it here in New York. I mean, I'm living in Manhattan now, and I like it a lot. You know, I just had to get away from home for a little while. I still love Tennessee, and Tennessee will always be my home. Nashville will always be my home, and some of my best friends in the world live there, but it's when you spend 27 years, especially as a junkie, on the streets of a city, you know, there's not a street corner in that town that doesn't remind me of somebody who's gone now or something bad that happened. And, you know, and I'm sitting around watching all my friends drink themselves to death in the same bars that we were drinking in when we were 18 years old, you know, and that's really hard to watch. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really hard to watch, especially when you're not doing it with them anymore.
Well, the next song you're going to play, it sort of goes back to another element of the South, the Carter family.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of the idealized version for many people of the Southern American family, the family that plays together, that stays together. You want to do a lonesome song for us?
I sure will. This is a song I learned from some guys out in Portland, Oregon, called they call themselves the Foghorn Duo.
Lonesome song, I'm a leaving you this lonesome song, and I'm leaving you this lonesome song. Good Lord, I'll be gone, long gone, someday for long.
Justin Townes Earl doing the Carter Family's Lonesome Song live in our studio. He's playing Friday night at the Beacon Theater, and that's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, if you're a fan of the ABC series Lost, you've probably cleared your schedule for the finale tomorrow night. We'll speak with composer Michael Giacchino, who provides the show's tense soundtrack, and the local group, previously on Lost, will perform some of their recap rock live in our studio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we have help today from Daoud Tyler Amin. I'm John Schaefer.
I'll be gone.